Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, August 11th. I'm Mark Daniels. It's back to training camp for the Green Bay Packers after their preseason opener in rainy Nashville on Saturday night. They fall to the Tennessee Titans 20-10 in a downpour to start the game. It rained off and on throughout the contest. Head coach Mike McCarthy said afterwards, it's hard to evaluate players on a night like that.
Particularly with today's environment, we had a lot of communication challenges, headsets going down continuous. I mean, I can't tell you how many times my head, my pack was changed. So, I really didn't get to really study individuals, particularly on defensive special teams, like I have in the past preseason games.
Packers got touchdown runs from James Starks on the opening drive, a third quarter run from Rajon Neal, and a Mason Crosby field goal. Aaron Rodgers, Eddie Lacy, Jordy Nelson didn't even dress for the game. Matt Flynn got the start at quarterback, and he admits it was a tough night.
It's one of those just weird games that you can't really go back and, critique mechanics or receivers can't really critique their routes too much because it was just a sloppy game. So, next week we're in the dome. So hopefully we'll be able to execute a little bit better.
Packers take on the Rams in St. Louis in preseason test number 2 on Saturday afternoon. Milwaukee Brewers going for a sweep of the National League Western Division leading Los Angeles Dodgers at Miller Park on Sunday, but they couldn't slow down the Cy Young Award winner. Clayton Kershaw gave up a run in the first on an RBI by Ryan Braun, but he went 8 innings, gave up 6 hits to get to 14-2 on the season. After dropping the first 2 in Milwaukee, Kershaw says we had to have this one.
You never want to get swept, so I don't think it adds. It doesn't change anything I'm trying to do, but I think as a team it there's a little bit of added motivation. You don't want to lose 3 games in a row. You don't want to get swept to a team that, you got to play in a week also. So it's definitely good to come out of here with a win.
Jimmy Nelson took the loss for the Brewers, gave up 2 runs in 6 innings. Marco Estrada giving up a pair in the 8th. Brewers hurt themselves with several base-running gaffes. Catcher Jonathan Lucroy says Kershaw doesn't need that kind of help.
You can't make mistakes against that guy, man. I mean, you can't give him free bases. You can't give him outs on the baselines. You got to take advantage of everything you can and, score runs when you get a chance to, because that guy's so good. He didn't make very many mistakes. It's just one of those things, and, we didn't do a good job of that today.
Still a 4-2 homestand for the Brewers. They're off to Wrigley Field, a 4-game series with the Chicago Cubs starting Monday night. Milwaukee 65-53 remain 2 games up in the National League Central. St. Louis Cardinals avoid a sweep with an 8-3 victory over the Baltimore Orioles. Manager Mike Matheny says we had to have this one.
Yeah, I mean, we walked in here today and that's all the conversation was. We got to win this, and we got to figure out a way to get this one. And, we like having Lance on the mound in those situations, and felt good about what our offense can do.
Lance Lynn getting the win. Peter Bourjos with a 3-run home run. The Pittsburgh Pirates drop into third place 2.5 games back. San Diego beating the Pirates 8-2 at PNC Park. Seth Smith with 3 runs batted in. Cincinnati Reds are 5 games behind the Brewers. They outscored Miami 7-2. Johnny Cueto with his 14th win. And Devin Mesoroso launching his 3rd Grand Slam home run of the season.
I don't think you ever know what to expect going into the season. You just try to go out there and help the team win whenever you can. And, I've been lucky enough to get up a lot with guys in bases loaded. And I just try to stay calm and get the pitch that I'm looking for and not miss it.
As for the Cubs, they beat the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2 in 12 innings. Anthony Rizzo with the walk-off single. Phillies over the Mets 7-6. Ryan Howard with a walk-off single. It was the Rockies 5, the Diamondbacks 3 in 10 innings. Corey Dickerson with a home run in the top of the 10th. Alex Wood went 7 1/3 innings, striking out 12, leading Atlanta over Washington 3-1. In the American League, Cleveland beat the Yankees 4-1. Toronto outlasting Detroit 6-5 in 19 innings. Jose Bautista was 0-7, but came through with a walk-off single. 6-hour, 37-minute game. Chad Jenkins, a long relief stint for the win.
It's not so much relieved, it's just out of gas. I haven't thrown 6 innings all year. I've made a few starts in Buffalo, but that was 2-3 months ago, and I think the most I went was 5 2/3, so I was running low on fumes.
as was everybody in that one. Texas beat Houston 6-2. Boston over the Angels 3-1. Yonas Cespedes with a 3-run home run in the top of the eighth. Minnesota beat Oakland 6-1. Seattle over the White Sox 4-2. And Kansas City made it 7 wins in a row by beating San Francisco to complete a sweep 7-4. Minor League Baseball, Peoria beat the Timber Rattlers 6-4. Brewer reliever Wade Chung Wang with a rehab start. He went 3 innings, gave up 3 runs, 2 of them earned. The Rattlers are off on Monday. The Green Bay Bullfrogs wrapped up their Northwoods League season with a 1-0 victory over the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They win on a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the ninth. Green Bay finishes the year 36-36, but they did set a new attendance record at Joanne Stadium, drawing over 42,000 fans this season. The Northeast Wisconsin League playoffs getting underway on Sunday. The Sheboygan A's opened with a 4-2 victory over Appleton. And they were out hit 12-5, but got the win. Lead the best of three semifinal series 1-0. Game two in Appleton on Monday night. Menasha opened its semifinal series with a 6-0 win over the Green Bay Storm. In golf, the PGA Championship at Valhalla in Louisville, a fantastic final round. Rory McIlroy wins it at 16 under par, beats Phil Mickelson by a shot. He trailed by 3, but eagled 10 and went on to capture his second straight major, following up the British Open Championship, giving McIlroy 4 major titles in his career.
You know, to win a fourth major here, to be one behind Phil, one behind Seve, level with Ernie, level with Raymond Floyd, I guess. I never thought I'd get this far at 25 years of age.
Henrik Stenson and Ricky Fowler tied for third, 2 shots back. Fowler finishing in the top 5 in all 4 majors this year. A good week for Steve Stricker. Finished tied for 7th at 11 under par. The 97th PGA Championship next summer, coming back to Whistling Straits. Myron Lee's first LPGA Tour victory comes on the second playoff hole against NB Park to win the Meyer Classic. Brian Bergeron shoots a final round 73 and beats Tom Buchbeier by 9 shots to win the Brown County Amateur Golf Championship. The Cheez at 355 at the Glen at Watkins Glen goes to A.J. Allmendinger. Marcus Ambrose finishing 2nd on the road course in the Sprint Cup race. Tony Stewart dropped out of the race after tragedy on Saturday night. He struck and killed 20-year-old Kevin Ward Jr. as he got out of his car after an accident on a dirt track in New York State on Saturday night. Rogers Cup Tennis Tournament. Agnieszka Radwanska beating Venus Williams for the women's title. Joe Wilfried Tsonga beating Roger Federer for the men's championship. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.